properly. Yeah, fantastic result for the club, and it must be special for you as well coming back to your old club and scoring.
Yeah, it's great to score a goal, obviously, but to come to a club the size as of Sheffield United and get a great result speaks volumes for where we've come and how good we are. And you know, it's a good follow-on from Saturday's result.
And what about your goal as well? Well set up for you by Paul Hayes. I mean, he could have gone himself, but you took up a good position, finished it coolly on the keeper. No celebration, obviously, in respect to your time here.
I've played here, and I had a good spell here, and just a bit of respect to the Sheffield United fans.
And, of course, you know, injury at Blackpool denied you the chance of playing at stadiums like this. It must be great to play at these even in League One.
Yeah, it's great playing in these kind of environments and the atmosphere before both kick-off time and the start of the game was tremendous, you know, and it obviously gives them a kick on, but it also helps us and kind of gives us a bit of a adrenaline boost.
Four games, so something with Coventry on Saturday, again another big club, and just testimony of how far the club's come to be taking on the likes of Sheffield United, Portsmouth, Coventry this season.
Yeah, and we've shown a very good account of ourselves, give or take one or two games, you know, but first season in League One for some of the lads, and I thought we've been tremendous all season, and we've got four games left, and we're going to do our very best to get four good results.
Yeah, playoffs will just be out of your reach, I think. I mean, you probably look back at the end of the season and know where you could have got those points, but it's still been an excellent season at this level.
Yeah, I mean, every team could say if we only we'd done this and that, and but it is probably a bit too far out of our reach, you know, but it's still not going to affect how we go into games, and we're going to go in positive and wanting to win games, and if we end on a high, then it's obviously a momentum for next season.
Because you've played across sort of a range of levels in the Football League, and what do you make of the progress Crawley have made? Because you've seen them in League 2 and in League 1 now.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable, you know. From when I come here last year, there's been a massive turnaround of personnel on that, from players to staff, and everyone's come in, and the new lads have come in, have been excellent, and it just shows tonight like how far we've come beating Sheffield United at Bramall Lane 2-0.
And what about your own form? So you must be pleased that you've been pretty injury-free this year, and you know, 13 goals here this season just shows what you can do with the run in the side.
Yeah, I know. I was saying there to someone else that of the last few games I've had to adjust kind of playing left midfield, and it's obviously tougher to score playing midfield, but I think personally, I can adjust to that quite. Wouldn't say comfortably. It is a bit tougher because you've got defensive responsibilities, but you know, hopefully I've given a good count of myself playing left midfield.
Yeah, so I've seen another change in system of late, sort of more of a 4-3-3, sort of wide in the attacking three, but as you say, playing on the left as opposed to playing on the right, seems to be a modern fashion to sort of left-footed players like yourself to play on the right and cut in.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way me and Nicky have preferred it, really. You know, we could swap, and sometimes we have done. Just depends how the game goes, I suppose. But I mean, the last two results we've had have been fantastic, and the lads have defended for their lives tonight and Saturday, and credit to them.